What was everybody chanting out there in Lyon, France? We're getting into it in today's edition of The Five Count. Welcome back to the old wrestling podcast. I'm your host, CW, and thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube and subscribe. I would appreciate it. Did you guys watch Backlash? It was an event. All I have to say is every crowd has to step their game up because France put us all on blast. When you put soccer fans in a wrestling environment, they light it up. Backlash was what it was. It was a pretty good pay-per-view, lots of great matches, but the crowd really put it on us and showed what it's like to have just like everyone engaged from start to finish. I felt it was only right that today's Five Count cover all the crazy chants that they did and what they mean, because I was sitting there thinking, like, what are they saying this entire time? So I looked it up, and now I have it here for you. A couple of disclaimers. Number one, I took French in high school. Number two, I failed French in high school. Number three, this Five Count has both a presentation and sound effects. So it's jerry-rigged together. So let's see if we can get through that. And number four, I hope you enjoy it. So let's get right into it. Number one, voices. Now, we all know Randy Orton's iconic theme song, but there's something to be said for that theme song being sung by one of the largest crowds WWE has ever had. So let's just hear a little snippet of what it was like when Randy Orton entered. And this is during SmackDown. This isn't even during Backlash. SmackDown happened in France as well. It was good. It was loud. That French crowd was on point singing songs with the masses. It was great. If you see Randy Orton's face during that clip, that man is locked in. There's something to be said. Wrestlers feed off the crowd, right? They've said that. If the pandemic era was really hard for a lot of wrestlers because they couldn't hear feedback from the fans. Backlash and SmackDown in France was the complete opposite. They had nothing but feedback from the fans, and it was all positive. I didn't hear very many boos or anything, and not even boos in like a bad way, but boos like for heels or stuff. Everyone was just jazzed to be there and really excited to have WWE there. And I gotta say, it really enhanced the presentation of the whole thing. So keeping with that theme, Kingdom. Now, when Cody Rhodes entered for his match with AJ Styles, who we'll get to later on in the list, the crowd did him the service of singing his song back to him when they cut it off, along the lines of Chris Jericho and Judas in AEW. So let's take a listen to what that sounded like. And then they just cheered themselves crazy after that song. I'm telling you, man, you go back and watch basically everybody's entrance from Backlash. It was a sight to behold. Moving on, moving swiftly along, we have our number three in our five count. The normal count. You know, you get the one, two, three where you go anywhere. But in France, you get that bad boy in French. Pretty standard stuff, nothing crazy, but it's just fun to hear the three count in French. It's me specifically, because I only really know how to count to three in French after 4 years of French. I can only, and I'm sure if my French teachers saw this, they would be as disappointed in me now as they were back in high school. So we're going to move swiftly along to our next one, which I think we're getting into the meat of the stuff. En deux, simplement deux. I hope I said that even close to what it actually is. But what it means is one, two, only two, or just two. So apparently that is something that has been that is said by a very famous football commentator in France, and they brought it to WWE, and let's take a listen to what that bad boy sounded like, which is significant.
And to change her plans, Naomi Shaw, power, high angle, shoulders down, kick out at two. But Naomi looking to transition right into the submission hold, and Naomi trying to tap Tiffany here. If she does, she'll win the championship. Trump trying to get out of trouble.
That was the most chanted thing during Backlash. It was prevalent. It was pervasive. There was a lot of it. And I'm going to be honest, it got to be a bit much after a while because there were so many false finishes, so many two counts, and that's all you heard. It was just them chanting supplément de for the entire night. After a while, I was just like, oh my God, I get it. It's only two. Yes, the two count. It almost makes you want WWE to reevaluate how many false finishes they do. How many times do you have a two count? Maybe how many times do you have a one count? Because there were so many two counts. I wish I would have counted exactly how many, because they sang that. I mean, it was from start to finish. Supplement de. It was a lot. But in our count, our five count of the five things chanted during WWE's time in France, I think is what people are saying is one of the craziest moments in an entrance for a wrestler. And that is hard cut, because I screwed everything up. So this is a nice edit for you. My first edit in this entire podcast. I had to restart the whole thing. This is the craziest chant. This is the craziest moment of the night, when AJ Styles was inundated with the chant. Well, I don't even want to say, how do you say it? Il est vraiment phénomène, la 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 la. Just hear them say it. Don't hear me say it. Let me actually play the thing. Oh. I'm telling you, man, this is jury rigged together. What an incredible moment for AJ Styles. Coming in as the heel, he wasn't really a heel. He didn't really do any heel stuff. But coming in as the heel, being announced as the challenger, he does his, you know, AJ Styles. He turns around and the crowd shook the building with that chant. There is footage online. Go to the WWE's YouTube to see what it looked like. The camera was shaking from the way they were chanting, he really is, he really is, he really is phenomenal. It was beautiful. It was one of the best moments in WWE to date. Just go watch the enthusiasm, the power of that chant. And you watch AJ Styles and he holds it together perfectly. He doesn't break, but inside, that man had to be smiling, because AJ Styles is phenomenal. And I think people tend to forget, because he's been taking a lot of pins lately. And that man is one of the best WWE has right now. And he does things that a lot of people can't do, like get abs in 3 months. I've been working on my abs for 11 years and I have approximately zero. That man went away for a couple months, came back, the most jacked you've ever seen him. He can do all his impressive moves in his mid to late 40s. He looks phenomenal. He's still phenomenal. And that crowd honored him with that crazy football chant. It was a football chant. They shook the stadium for that man. It was incredible. And then right after that, Cody Rhodes got his entrance, and it was nowhere near as enthusiastic as the other one was. They didn't have a chant for Cody Rhodes. They followed Samantha Irvin as she called out his accolades and called him the American Nightmare. They were right along with her, but they didn't have like a chant for him. AJ Styles got the royal French treatment. And I mean, seriously, go watch the clip. I can't play it here because I'll just get copyright struck again. But I encourage you to go on WWE's thing and go watch it. It was great. That's it for today's five count. I had a good time watching Backlash. You should go watch Backlash on replay. It was fantastic. It was phenomenal. La la la. It was great. France, you guys brought it. Everybody else, we got to step it up. You're in that crowd. You gotta pick it up. They really showed that the what chant has kind of ruined a lot of crowd interaction. That's the perfect crowd interaction. So, I mean, we can tone it back a little bit. Like, they went over here. Like, we're all kind of right here in terms of crowd reaction. France took it way over there. There's a middle ground in there somewhere where we can all meet in the middle and have just the most amazing fan interaction. So, France, you set the bar. We have to step it up around the globe. I'd love to hear the crowd chants in like Germany and all those other, you know, countries they went to during this this tour. We just got to step it up. It was incredible. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget. I can't reach the camera. I can't reach it.
I'm your friend. But if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.